Alright, so it's in the Tshuvos Rabbeinu Avraham ben HaRambam. It was put out by Mekitze near Damim. The same group that put out the three-volume green set of the Rambams with the Hebrew and the Arabic. So it's the exact same format here. They have the Arabic on the right-hand side and the Hebrew on the left. I think it's you have to get it through Hebrew books and go to, you know, you could, there's a way to print from there. You know, you order it from a company. So in question She'ela Samach Hey, the person asked the Rabbeinu Avraham ben HaRambam the following question. Masha Omar Zichrona Levracha. He means the Rambam. B'tchilas ha'akdama. V'hu. Kol ma shechayovin alav misos bezdin or kores hu mitzvos lo saseh behechrach. Chutz mi pesach umila. Ki shnehem bekores. Afal pi shehem mitzvos saseh. Okay, so that's the Rambam's rule. That any time you have a chi of Mises Bezdin or Kares, it's going to be, by definition, a lo saseh, except for Pesach or Mila, which they are Kares. V'alo yesh lano mitzah seh b'kares zulasam, v'hu ha-kippur, k'mo shenemar, tanu es nafsho seichem, v'inisem es nafsho seichem. Varei ha-chozeres ha-mitzvah zos chamesh pa'omim. Yareinu rabbeinu scharo kafel min ha-shamayim. So the person who asked this question was of the opinion that there's only an asay by Yom Kippur. And yet, of course, we know the pasuk openly says that there's kares. So his kasha was, what about the mitzvah say of Tanu et Nafsho Seichem? Okay. So take a look. So of course, I mean, everybody who reads this question right away, you jump and say, oh, I know the answer. So in Rav Avraham ben HaRambam's answer, he's going to give exactly the answer you think, which is of course that there is a lo saseh. But he is going to show you in his answer why the guy made the mistake. It's not like the guy was simply a big Amoritz. It's not true. All right, so he explains. V'ulam tshuvas ha-she'ela ha-shlishes hi she'ein etzleinu mitzvah saseh she'ein behe'eder kiyuma lo saseh ha-machayev kares al bitula Zulasi Pesach Umila Levad. So he says, we do not have any mitzvah saseh where the absence of its fulfillment, right? The absence of its fulfillment will demand a kares. Okay, except for Pesach Umila. Okay, meaning there is no, it's just simply a lack of a fulfillment, and there is no lo saseh that you're violating. Ki lo niskar lo b'Pesach v'lo b'mila, shum lo saseh, ela rakaseh. V'ulam ha'achila b'yom ha'kippurim hi asei v'lo saseh. Ha'asei sheba mefurash b'pasuk v'inisim es nafsho seichem. V'alo taseh hu b'pasuk ki kol ha'nefesh asher lo se'une b'etzem ha'yom hazeh. V'arehi k'mo malacha b'shabbos shi asei v'lo saseh. Ve'ein chayovin kores ela ha'avara alo saseh. So he says the format of the Aseh and Los Aseh regarding Inui on Yom Kippur is paralleled by the same idea by Melech HaShabbos. You have an Aseh and a Los Aseh. But of course, what engenders the Kares is the fact that you violated the Los Aseh. Va'omnam yitochin lomar, Shema Shenemar ki kol ha-nefesh asher lo se'una, hu kemo Shenemar va'orel zochar asher lo yimol es besar alaso, v'yeze ha-chiyuv al bitul asei, kemo shechashavta ata. You see? So he's saying that's maybe what the guy was, he wants to explain, that's what he was thinking. That when it says ki chol nefesh asher lo se'una, that's exactly the same kind of expression as arel zachar asher lo yimol es besar alaso. And therefore, it's just basically an expression of a chiyuv on a bitul aseh. It doesn't tell you a lo aseh. Just like by mila, it doesn't tell you a lo aseh. It's just telling you what the consequence is for not doing the assay. That's what he means by it's the chiyuv al habitul assay. It's simply giving you a consequence. Varo zacha, shalo yimol, da 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 da. So you'll think maybe that's what it means too. Kichol ha-nefesh, shalo se'una. And then he continues. And that's what you thought. Il mole be'ara ha-kabbalah shu'lo sa'aseh be'echrach k'mo shepiresh b'mitzvahs ha-meya v'tishim. I think it should be meya v'tishim v'shesh. Yeah, I think it's mitzvahs lo sa'aseh kufsari vav. Okay. Va'od. Okay, so now he's given the answer. That Torah Shebaal Peh tells us that that pasuk is in fact a los aseh. But it didn't tell us that the other pasuk is a los aseh. So the other pasuk is just simply stating the consequence for the bitul aseh. That's by Mila. But by Yom Kippur, in fact, the Torah Shebaal Peh—the Torah Shebaal Peh tells us that it's a lo aseh. Okay. So far, so good. But he's not, and he doesn't stop there. So now he says, "Va'od harei." Chiluk gadol bein hamila uvein ha'inui. Moreover, there is a big distinction between mila, the mitzvah of mila, and the idea of inui on Yom Kippur. V'hu shahamila mitzvah saseh v'imlo tekayim ha'mitzvah zos ein beha'eder kiyuma maisa. Shu sibas ha'eder hakiyum. By mila is a mitzvah say, and if you do not fulfill it, the absence of the fulfillment does not have any type of action whatsoever. There's no action that is the cause of the absence of the fulfillment. You simply did nothing. Ve'ulam ha'inui b'yom ha'kipurim hu mitzvah aseh shem ein mekayimin osa harei he'eder kiyuma ba al yedei maisa v'hamaisa hazeh ha'mevatel es ha'mitzvah hu shenemar b'pasuk ki chol ha'nefesh asher lo se'uneh. He says, however, by the Inui of Yom Kippur, which is also a mitzvah saseh, or has a mitzvah saseh, If you don't fulfill it, the absence of the fulfillment comes via an action. Namely, of course, eating. And this maisa is the very thing that's mevatel the aseh. And that's exactly what is spoken of in the pasuk, ki kol ha-nefesh asher lo se'una. Meaning that's a lo saseh. That maisa is the lo saseh. Kefisha be'era ha-kabbalah. Which the Kabbalah, the Torah Shebal Peh, told us that that means a lo saseh. Velo yitochi lomar be'he'eder kiyam ha'mila o ha'pesach shu lo saseh ki ein be'he'eder kiyuma maisa shiyeh asar. And therefore it cannot be that you could ever say, in other words, now he's telling you the other side. The other side is that by, when it comes to Pesach HaMila, there's no way that you could tell me it's a lo saseh. Because the lack of the kiyum has no maisa. As we've explained. So, he's saying, he's arguing that logically you cannot have a lo saseh by Mila and Pesach. But however, it is logical to have a lo saseh by inui, by Yom Kippur, and in fact, the Torah Shebal Peh tells us that that in fact is true. Now, just the fact that something's logical doesn't mean it is. But the Torah Shebal Peh says it is true. Okay? V'harezim mechayev ha-hekesh no suf al masha nizkar be kabbalah hamitas. Vizehu diuk nifla. Vichiluk dak. Vizbonim bohetev. And then he says, remember the other idea that you can't just go. He says here, he says, Vizachar sa'ika shamarti lechobe. Barishona, meaning in the first tshuva that he responded to this person, v'hu she'ein ano meviim rayim in mashemora lov pshuto shel mikra bilvad, ela mimashemorin hamikra v'akabola biyachad. Right, now that's what he's saying his mistake was. He was just looking at the psukim, and he was not knowledgeable of the Torah Shebal Peh. But he's saying that's a mistake, because you do have to know the Torah Shebal Peh, if you're going to know the truth about halacha. So what I'd like to know is, what was that va'od? Va'od harei chala gadol. And he tells you it's a diuk nifla and a chiluk dak. In other words, what did he add here? In other words, the simple answer to the guy's question is, look, you made a mistake. Torah Shebal Peh says there is a lo saseh. Right? I mean, that's really the basic answer. But he didn't stop there, Rebbe Avraham ben Arambam. He gave this analysis. So what exactly did he do here? What's his idea, really? And, I guess how does it fit into the Torah Shebal Peh? Or do you think he's giving a totally separate idea? I think the key line is this. He says, v'hamaisa hazeh, Hamivatel es hamitzvah, hu shenes ar bapasuk, ki kol hanefesh asher lo seuna. I think there's an idea there. Because, you know, otherwise, I mean, I would ask you a question. What's he getting all excited here at the end? Vizeo diak nifla v'chilak dak. What's chiluk dak? That has a maisa, this doesn't. I mean, what's there that you couldn't explain to a little kid? Very simple. And then Yom Kippur, there, you know why it's a lo sase? Because you do a maisa, you do an act of eating. But by mila, there's no action. So that's it. Where's his big, the nifla and chilak dak here? Well, what's he getting all excited about? Yeah, see, I think the subtlety in Rabbeinu Avraham ben Arambam is that he's really showing you the underlying, abstract difference between Pesach Mila versus Inui. And that is, by Pesach and Mila, it's simply the obligation is to do some kind of an action. That's the essay, to do a certain action. And since the mitzvah is to do an action, so then the bittul asay is simply the absence of an action. That's it. That's all it is. It's an absence of an action. So therefore, the Torah didn't, there is no idea, the Torah doesn't formulate, there's no los asay there. Since it's just simply the absence of doing a positive activity. But you see, by Inui, and it's perfect that the Avraham ben Arambam compares it to Shabbos, the whole idea of the asay and the los asay have a certain logical, abstract connection. Because the reason why there's an assay is because it's a privation. In other words, how do you have an assay not to fast? What kind of assay is that? To fast means not to eat. So it should be by definition a los assay. But the answer is that there's an idea of a privation. Privation means where there's something that's normal and natural to that existence, and now you demand, now that thing is removed. And that's a state. It's a state of privation. Now the reason why there's a state of privation is because it's normal. It's considered part of the description of the human being, either to do malacha or to eat. So the asay is exactly to private oneself from eating. And that's a state of privation. And therefore, by definition, the los asay is an action. The los asay is to do the normal activity. And that's exactly why there is a los asay. That's what Torah Sheba'al Peh says. That since the assay is an idea of privation, so therefore the Torah Sheba'al Peh said that when the Torah said v'chol ha'nefesh asher lo sa'una, that means the action that breaks the privation. So that's why it's logical for the Torah Sheba'al Peh to say that that's exactly a lo sasei. And that's why this kares. That's what I think he's trying to show. That's what I think he means when he says he makes that. See, he makes the connection between the ase and los ase. Where is that? Hold on. He says, "Vulam ha'inu b'yom ha'kipur mu'mitzah se shem eima kaimo sahare ha'eder kiyuma ba'al yedei maisa v'ha'maisa hazeh ha'mevateles ha'mitzvah hu she'ne'esar b'posok kichol ha'nefesh asher lo se'una kifi she'bera ha'kabala." That's exactly why that's the relationship. Since, in other words, since the whole cause of the asay is a he'eder, is a removal. Now, how is that possible? That should be a los asay. Don't eat. No, but the answer is that that's the reality. The reality is that eating is considered to be natural to the human being. So now the Torah is saying, be in a state of privation. Now what brings about the state of privation? That's the removal from eating. Oh, so now logically, of course, that means that there has to be some idea of an action that's innate to the condition of the human being. Oh, and that's the Torah coming along and now saying that's a los asay. And because it's an action, that's why you chayev kares. So you're always chayef kares in the Torah for doing an action, except in two cases. And that's why he calls it, I think that explains why he calls it that it's a hekesh nosaf amasha niskar b'kabbalah amitis. And this kabbalah amitis just simply tells you, look, there's a losaseh here. That's it. End of story. That's like I said, you know, that's the, you know, you can go with that, and that's, you could teach that in elementary school. That's easy. This has an action, this doesn't, this really is a los asay, and there's an action, but, and that one doesn't. But it's no suf, because he's giving you the, I believe, not giving a different answer than Chazal, but he's giving you an abstract analysis that shows why it's logical to structure, you know, the Torah Shebaal Peh structures it this way. As I said, it doesn't have to be this way. But that's why the Torah Shebaal Peh formulates this way based on this structure. See, he doesn't negate the interlocutor at the end of the tshuva. I don't know if you saw. Klol shel davar hashelos halalu moros al tov das. You see that? And then he says, Velokim hamiyasher el ha'emes. So you see, the guy really thought that he had a right to ask these questions. You have a right to ask questions, even if you see he didn't make fun of him, that he didn't know the Torah Shebaal Peh. Guy has a right to ask these kind of questions based on the Torah Shvechsav, I guess. That's what it seems. Just going back to the person's question. It's clear from the way of Rabbeinu Avraham Ben Aram answers him that he definitely did not think there was a los asay here. So you'll say to me, but did he read the Sefer HaMitzvahs? The Rama openly has a los asay by Yom Kippur. So one or two answers. I could say yes, he did read it, and that's Gufa Kasha, because his Kasha really is that the Torah, where did you get the idea there's a los asay here? He didn't accept that. Because it says, Kikol ha'nefesh asher lo se'una, just like it says, Va'orel Zachar asher lo yimol. And just like by Orel Zachar, that's just a narrative telling you a chiyuv that if you don't follow the asay, there's a serious consequence. It's telling you the same thing by Yom Kippur. Of course, he didn't think that by Shabbos, because there it says openly, Lo sasa bo malacha. That's not a narrative. That's not that's saying that don't do malacha. There's clearly that's a negative. I mean, I think that's the right, or I mean, it's possible. let the guy, pen this question. He was learning the Shrushim. Maybe he didn't read the Sefer HaMitzvahs. After all, who says he's not a Tana? We don't have to assume he knew everything. He was going through the Shrushim. Separate work. And he came across this rule and he was very surprised. He knows the Torah very well. He goes to shul every Shabbos. And he was shocked. He's a Chacham. He listens to the Parsha very carefully. And he couldn't understand, where did the Ram get this idea? There's only an Asay by Yom Kippur too. So that you know. But if you want to say, like I said, if you want to say he knew the Sefer Mitzvahs, okay, he goofed Akasha. Why did the Ram say that? The Pesukim don't bear it out. Okay.